right. Welcome, everybody. We're live.
Welcome.
Hope you're all having a great day, evening, tomorrow, wherever you are in the world. And, of course, there's three amigos tonight. We got I'm broadcasting from Canada. Mark is in Abingdon. And, John, where are you from?
Near enough Manchester.
Near Manchester, okay.
So Manchester, UK.
Yes. So, yeah, we'd just like to welcome everybody to the webcast. This is our weekly fatherheart.tv webcast, and we've got our dear friend and comrade in John Nuttall, and he's here to he's going to be starting a conversation. I'll just say starting a conversation, which will be continued for sure, on creativity in the kingdom. And so welcome, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you back.
Good to be here.
It's been a while, eh, mate?
About 2 years, I think, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I upset you?
Well, you know, no.
And if, John, if you can shift just, I don't know if it's to your right, just a touch. There you go. Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah, perfect.
A bit more.
I mean,
is that better?
That's perfect. See, yeah, I get off the screen. When we have three of us on, it's a little crowded in the real estate. But, yeah, it's good to have you, mate. And, I mean, this is I don't know if you probably talked about creativity or creative stuff for sure the last time you were on the webcast, whenever that was. But it's been too long. And so we look forward to just unpacking this a little bit more. What does it mean to be sons and daughters of God and being able to find expression through creativity and just being ourselves? So, yeah, Mark, anything that you want to add? Anything that I haven't already said?
No, I'm looking forward to this. Great having you with us, John. And this is kind of the new look webcast, trying to do it to Facebook Live. We tried a couple of weeks ago to go to YouTube at the same time as Facebook, and we had a spectacular fail. It was a very, very creative moment, but probably not a great blessing to everybody. So we've stuck with the Facebook Live, and this is actually Barry's third one this week. On Monday, you were with Peter Jackson.
Yep.
Yesterday you were with Larry Pearson.
Yep.
And today you're with us. Yep. So you're becoming a bit of a dab hand of this, Barry. And I was in Cyprus yesterday doing one of these. So it's a great way of communicating, and just good to have John with us. Looking forward to this.
Because
creativity, I mean, John's going to say this, but creativity is in all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, John, we're looking forward to it. So where do you want to start, mate? Where, as far as when you're, what's on your heart? How you want to start this?
I just, to be honest, in this, you know, it's very good when we're creative. Nowadays, people want to make idols of you. People want to make you special. People want to make you amazing, and I want glory to God in this, really. You know. And so I'm going to start with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because at creation, all three were involved. Yeah. And basically, you had Father said, "Let us make mankind in our own image." Let us make mankind in our own image. And it says right at the beginning there, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," in Genesis 1, right at the beginning there. God created. God is a creator. And it also says the earth was formless and empty. And this is Genesis 1 and verse 2. The world was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering. I once had a young child in school who basically, he was doing that. And he said he was writing part of the Christmas story, and he said that the Spirit of God was hoovering over the anyway, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and it's this sense of the Spirit of God overshadowing. And the next time that word is used, the whole word of overshadowing, is when Mary conceived Jesus. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit in that beautiful creative act of Jesus being conceived and then born, his incarnation. And then, of course, we hear that Jesus the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the Word was there in the beginning. So God is creative, and God is our creator. And in Habakkuk 2, it says these words, and 14, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And so, you know, what he's created is wonderful. What he's created is beautiful. It's full of his glory. It's full of his beauty. And I'm loving this lockdown because so many people now, I'm seeing dads walking out with their children.
Yeah.
I'm seeing dads cycling with their children. I'm seeing mums and dads going for walks. The road here, which is usually empty apart from cars going past, there are loads of people going past enjoying nature. We're really blessed that we've had such wonderful weather. March was horrible. It rained for 25 days, I think. But actually, you know, seeing people walk around and enjoying them. One of the poems that I wrote recently was Under My Nose. And it was all about walking out. And actually, I don't even have to walk outside. I've got the glory of God and the beauty of God in my home. I live with a lovely lady, Chris, my wife, and she reflects the glory of God. And so he is all around us, just like Paul said. He's all around us like the air that we breathe. He's in everything. He's so close. He's in everything. He's in everything he created and the beauty of it. And I think people during this time are actually able to appreciate that and enjoy that more, even if they don't know it's God. Even if they don't believe it's God. But the glory of the Lord filling the earth. And you know, we benefit from God's creativity. And you know, other people being creative brings benefit to us. So a musician, I was listening to a guy from the Netherlands called Frank Van Essen. He plays with Iona as their drummer, but he also plays the violin. That's a violin, by the way. He also plays the violin. And he's amazing. He's such a gifted, amazing, and he's been started putting stuff out on Facebook now. And I just benefit from listening to him and enjoying his skill. So as with God, we benefit from his creation. We benefit. We are blessed by his beautiful creation and the things around us. You know, let's start with God as the creator. I got a card. I was 69 on April the 9th, and I got a birthday card, and it was, I don't know who it was from now, but I think it was one of my favorite birthday cards. And it says, the pessimist, for the pessimist, the glass is half empty. Yeah? Mm-hmm. For the optimist, the glass is half full. For the psalmist, my cup runs over. I thought that was fantastic. Yes. So it really is beautiful, isn't it? Not my glass isn't half empty. My glass isn't half full. Mm. I'm not just an optimist and my glass is half full. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. And for me, my cup runs over.
Yeah, right on.
And overflows. So that's the beauty of God's, what God's made, is creativity. And that's the real beauty of it, that when we talk about being filled with the Spirit, and when you're filled, it doesn't just mean you're filled and that's it. It means you're filled to overflowing. And I think creativity for me is part of this overflow. It's part of, you know, when I'm being creative, it's sort of, you know, these poems that I've been writing over the last year, I'll explain about that shortly. The poems that I've been writing over the last year, they just spilled out onto the page, basically. You know, they were in there. They were like latent. They were hanging around. They were part of me. They were part of my life. And when I'd had prophecies that I should write, and I didn't know what to write, and it ended up being poetry. And as that came out, I just found that I'd wake in the middle of the night, unfortunately, about 3 o'clock, and I'd just have to write something down. And it was a quick idea, a thought, and then the next day I woke up and I could write 3 pages of A4 that rhymed, had rhythm, had meter, had meaning, and I didn't even change it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Bubbled out. And I believe that's the word for prophecy, isn't it? So isn't prophecy the word for prophecy? I'm not a Greek scholar or anything, but the word for prophecy is bubbling up, isn't it? You know, it bubbles. Wow. Perhaps some scholar could tell me that later, but one of the words means it. And I just felt this stuff was just bubbling up, you know. And we think of Jesus also, if we think of creativity, we think of Jesus' creative miracles. You remember he changed the water into wine. You remember he took bread and fish and he fed thousands of people with bread and fish. Remember he took a paste, or rather he took soil and spat in it and made a paste and put it on a guy's eyes and just told him to go and wash, and the guy was healed and he could see. This is Jesus just moved, and him bubbling up with prophecy. He spoke words that, you know, he spoke words to people and they said, how did you know that? How did you know that about me? And that same creative spirit, that same creative power, that same creative force is in us. Lives in us. And that's beautiful. I haven't got to give any spaces here because these guys will be in, and that, you know, it's fine. There are three of us, but they won't get in today at all. You do understand that.
We're happy with that,
John. I'll tell you, we're quiet. I mean, normally, if you take a breath, we get a word in edgewise. But yeah, we're good. We're being blessed by this.
I don't allow words in edgewise. In case I'm wrong, and then people have to come back to me about things, you know. So Jesus, we see the Father, we see creation, and we see his sons and daughters. Yeah. Listen, we are made. I mean, this is the point now, isn't it? We are made in his image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are created in his image. Male and female, we are created in his image. And part of his image is that he is a creator.
Yeah.
He is creative being. So we are created to be creative as part of who we are, mm-hmm. and to show forth his glory through us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the beauty of all that. Do you know, a little child, a little baby, I was going to say doesn't do anything, but they poo and they puke, don't they? But you know what? Little babies don't have to do anything, and they reveal the Father's glory.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we don't have to do anything. No. We just have to be there, yeah. And God's smiling because he made us, you know? I remember Isabel Allen, an amazing prophet lady, came to the church that I was at that time. Some people will know, in Rochdale, Silver Street. And she came to that. And you remember some things from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You remember things that touched your heart from. I couldn't tell you about the sermon 2 weeks ago, whatever, where somebody spoke. But I could tell you about this that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And most of my poetry comes out of things like that, things that have touched my heart. Mm. And she spoke about, she said, you know, when God made me, he showed me a picture of what it was like when the Father made me, when he created me. And she described this scene like in the heavenlies, in the universe. And there was this loud sort of classical music playing. And God's hair was going back, yes, God has hair. Certainly more than you, Barry, I think, anyway, at the moment. And his hair was flowing back, and there was a wind, and there was classical music. And he was just forming her and fashioning her and putting in, yeah, we'll have a bit of this, and making her, who she is, unique.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same for all of us, you know, as he makes us. We are his children, we are his creation, we're created in his image. So, like I said, even if we did nothing, we reveal his glory, because he made us. He's in us. You know. Let me show you this. This is by a lady called, can you see that?
Yeah.
This is by a lady called Sue Jane Mott. When I go down south, Sue Jane is there. I'll put it across perhaps this way a bit better.
Sue is on the webcast now, actually.
Sue, I bought this. Well, I think you gave it me, actually. And it's a treasure for me. She's taken things like, and she's cast them and then made a pot out of them. And she's like glazed it inside with this beautiful azure blue. Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
And that's a glory. That's a treasure. It's beautiful. It's something beautiful. She also made this one. And I bought this one. This was for my wife last year.
Wow.
She made this and she did the same thing.
Beautiful.
And it's like me. I'll go looking for shells. When we go to the beach, I'll go looking for shells. And perhaps I ought to do something with them instead of just putting them there. But mm-hmm. Sue Jane takes these things and she fashions them and makes beautiful things out of them. And they're very, very special. And, yeah, we are created in his image, so we are creative. Mm. Mark, can we have a look at one or two of your pictures? I asked Mark, because I know Mark's creative in lots of different ways, but I do know that he does some great photography, and I love photography. I love to see. I can take a photo, but I also love to see. Where was this, Mark?
This is off the. This is from Great Barrier Island in New Zealand, where INS takes place. And I was there the day the sun went down in the V between the rocks. Yeah. And I think the students who'd been there the 3 months were waiting for it because obviously it moves across the sky. But the week I was there doing the teaching, the sun went down in that gap. And a couple of moments after that, I got another picture, which I haven't put up here, but it's actually right nestling at the bottom. And for me, I love taking photographs of sunsets and nature and things like that. So that's just one shot, yeah.
Move on, Barry. Next one.
So that's the same place. There's the V in the rock. That's the bay at Arama. And, you know, people think I touched that up with Photoshop, but actually that's what it was like. And every evening, you know, you got a beautiful sunset. And, of course, the sunset changes every couple of minutes and every moment, really. And it's just beautiful. And so that's just the bay at Great Barrier Island.
And another good one. Thank you. Keep going. Barry.
Now, these are in our garden at home. The other day, I just sat in the garden with my camera and this little robin came on the tree and did a few nice poses for me. So he's ended up in the photo album as well. And the next one is one of the beautiful flowers that Fiona grows. Just love the red and the yellow, the contrast there. So, yeah. We have red kites nearby. They were reintroduced to the UK about 20 years ago in the Chilterns, and it's been a very successful breeding program, and we've now got about 4 breeding pairs over our house, over our area. And this little chap flew over our garden when I was out there the other day, so he got captured. Not shot, he got captured.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, I believe that they've got eagles, white-tailed eagles, for the first time in 240 years back in the country now.
Yeah. This is one of my most favorite places in the world. This is Motomioni in Uganda. That's just sitting in the gardens, looking down the River Nile, about 2 miles south of the source of the Nile. Trevor and Linda and I, we just love going there. It's a beautiful, peaceful place, very, very restful. And, you know, there you go. That's the Nile again. When I was at school, John, that's a little malachite kingfisher. They are so tiny.
I've only ever seen 3 kingfishers and they were whizzing past.
Yeah. These are so tiny, tiny. Yeah. When I was at school, John, I had an art teacher. And he was an exceptionally gifted painter. He was a Royal Academy artist. He was accredited and, you know, he was world famous. But for him, art was all about painting.
Mm.
And he put this stuff down in front of us one day, still life, and he told us to paint it. And I was absolutely convinced that what was on my piece of paper was what was in front of me. But he took a different view. And he walked up. He didn't tear it up, but he almost did. He looked at my wonderful work of art and basically he said it was rubbish.
Mm.
And from that moment onwards, I believed I was not creative. And, you know, I just really thought, well, I can't paint, therefore I'm not creative. And it was just really, as I've been on this journey with Father over the last 20 years or so, I just came to the realization that I am creative because I'm made in his image. Yeah. And because I'm made in his image and he's the great creator, there's a bit of a creator in me. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realized what I enjoyed doing was photography.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not spiritual. Okay, I use a few of the photographs on my website every now and then. But it's just seeing the beauty that our Father's made and getting out my camera and taking a picture. And I love doing it. And it's really relaxing for me to play with them on the computer. I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures, which I'll probably never do anything with. But the fun is seeing something and trying to capture it. And I've just realized that creativity is so much more than what I was taught at school. So for me, it's photography. I do a little bit of video work, nothing like Barry, of course. And I've written some books. And again, I would never have dreamt of writing books. But, you know, I just think the more we go on this journey, the more the creativity that is in all of us will come out. And please don't think you have to look for a spiritual way of trying to express it. Yeah. You know, I have been so blessed over the last week, by a few weeks, by seeing the pictures of Trevor enjoying his garden, planting potatoes. You know, that is just an expression of creativity that does his heart good. And, you know, photography does my heart good. And whatever's in our heart, you know, go on, yeah, just do it.
I think, yeah, I wrote that down here, just go for it. You know, this picture of Isabel and her conception, God putting these things into her, mixing these things into her. But, you know, some of those things can stay buried for many, many years. For various reasons, either we don't discover them or our hearts aren't open to let them out, or we get squashed and squeezed, and we get rejected, we get told that's rubbish, so we close up and we don't do it. I heard a beautiful little, we love children, don't we, Barry?
Oh, absolutely.
We're granddads, and it's absolutely wonderful, and you're a granddad too, Mark, and it's absolutely a wonderful thing, and you know, it's just really very, very precious. Well, I've worked with children for 34 years. This lady came up to me at the end of a gig that I was doing, and she said, oh, could I just tell you a story? Because I'm a storyteller, and now I read the poems to tell the stories, as well as singing the songs. And she came up and she said, my little granddaughter went to school just a few weeks ago. She's in the reception class. And the teacher said, right, children, we're going to draw. We're going to draw today and paint. It's a thing called art. And I'm going to hand you some paper and I'm going to hand you some things to use to draw things. And she said, they handed it out and you're going to draw somebody from your family. So mom or dad or guardian or carer or significant other, whoever it is, we'd love you to draw them. And this little girl, age 4, in paint.
Sorry.
It's all right. This little girl, aged 4, just stared at the page, basically. And after a minute or two, she went up to the teacher and she took it and she said, I'm sorry, I can't draw my dad. He's just too big for this page. And that absolutely touched my heart. And I had to write about it. You see, children just say it as it is. And like, you know, unless they're told they're rubbish, they'll just go for it and create stuff and make it. I remember a friend of mine saying that his daughter once brought him a picture of a bird. And it was rubbish. It really was. But he didn't say that to her. In fact, it wasn't rubbish to him. It was a treasure because it was a gift from her to him. And he still has it to this day, the little picture that she drew for him, which in anybody else's eyes, they might have said, well, you need to do this, you need to do that, you know. Yeah. And you know the word education, to educate, it comes from, I think it's the Latin word educio, and it means to draw out. Mm. And educio means to draw out what is inside. And so what God has placed inside us, what he's put inside us, then the good educator will draw out that, you know, instead of children being empty vessels that we just fill and say, you don't know anything, let me tell you how it is and I'll just pour this into you and then you'll have something. Educio is about drawing out, and I think my father does that for me. He's the greatest educator there is. He draws out of me, he draws out of you, your creativity, the things that he's placed inside you. Remember he said to Peter, he said, you're a fisherman. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. In other words, I'm going to take who you are. I'm going to take what makes you tick. I'm going to take what you love. You remember after Jesus had died, he says, come on, I'm going fishing. That was his default, to go fishing. He wasn't very good at it, but he kept going fishing. And, you know, Jesus said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to take who you are. I'm going to take what my Heavenly Father has placed inside you. I'm going to take, you know. And I think St. Paul also, when he was apprehended by Jesus on the Damascus Road, I think he had passion inside him. Mm. And he had learning. He was a very learned man, a very clever man. He had passion inside him to kill Christians. And Jesus took that passion and turned it round. Mm. So he said, I'm going to take who you are and I'm going to make something of you. You know, we're unique. We haven't, any of us, got the same gifting. Mm. Some people are massively gifted with finances. Mm. Some people are inventors. You know, my dad told me I was rubbish with my hands, so I never did anything. And if I did, do anything, it didn't turn out very well, to be honest, because I'm told I was rubbish. So he bought me a little, carpentry set for Christmas or for my birthday. And my brother tells me, do you know what you did with that carpentry set, John? I said, don't know. He said, we had a three-piece suite with wooden arms. And one day you sawed through the wooden arms. And it wasn't because I was a naughty boy. I was just experimenting. But he told me I was rubbish. So recently when I made a table, which I'm sitting at now, that is 2.5 meters long, and my friend Mike Hammond from Bridge North helped me to make the legs and put it together. When it was finished, do you know what I said? That's very good. You know when God created the heavens and the earth, he said, that's good.
Yeah.
I like what I made. Yeah. My little grandson, when he was three, he was making biscuits. I've done another poem about this. I can go on all night, Barry, so I'll just jump in and My little grandson was making biscuits. He was 3 at the time. And grandma gave him one of the, she made the dough or whatever. And she gave him the little, he chose a heart-shaped metal thing to put onto the thing and push it down. And then he pulled it out and then he held it up and it was a heart. And he looked at it. And he placed it down and he put it on the table in front of him. And you have to watch me now, because this is what he did. He didn't say anything. He went.
Yeah.
And it was almost, he was saying, that's nice. I did that.
Yeah.
I did that. Hmm. And you know, sometimes people, we decry what God's put in us. We decry, we say, oh no, I can't do that. Not, you know, you can't say it's nice, it's nothing brilliant, whatever. And God says, look, I want you to enjoy it. Matt Redman tells a story in one of his books that he wrote about the unquenchable worshipper, that this lady, young woman, came to him and said, why is it that you know, I've got this voice. God's given me a voice, and I just feel that I want to use it for his glory. I want to go, you know, why did God give me a voice like this if there are no openings coming for me to actually go and use it anywhere? And Matt Redman said, leave it with me. And he went away and thought about it. He saw the next day and he said, you know what? I thought about that. And he said, I think I've got the answer for you. God gave you that voice because he thought you might enjoy it. You might enjoy it.
Yeah.
And we've got this thing of if we've got a gift in it, we want, everybody's got to have our gift in it. It's got to go all around the world and touch everybody and whatever. It's for our fun as well. It's for our enjoyment too. Like Mark was saying about his photography, like Barry now with his, you know, Starship Enterprise there that he's got and all these different things. He sits in this big chair and he operates over the director of, you know, he's loving it. And of course we're loving it. We're benefiting from it.
But he's look at it. There he goes.
There he goes.
The fireworks popping off in the background.
I'm having too much fun, guys.
Yeah.
That'll do for me. Norm, I don't know whether Norman Smirrell's on here tonight, but I noticed he put on Facebook recently about Joanna, who's great with art and great at making cards and very gifted. And, you know, some people do stuff, but she jumps out and you think, oh, that's good. And he just put the caption, and I thought it was a nice caption. She's in a happy place.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a happy place. Anyway, if Sue Wittick's on here, I just want to give her a plug. Is Sue on?
She was at the beginning, yeah, I think she is.
Well, I've put her off. Let's see if I've put her off. Sue gave me that, Sue Wittick. It's a book that she made, and it's her photography, it's her art, and it's her poetry. And I don't know how many of these she had done.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's an absolute treasure. I think she had some done for a family. And it's full of her art and full of her photography. And it's just, let me find another one. It's just very beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, thanks, Sue. I treasure that. And Helene King, she often does poetry too. So can I share a bit about that, Barry?
Sure, absolutely.
About doing some of the poetry? And I'll share it with him as well, and then if you guys want to come in. I think the thing for me is my poetry comes from the heart, and the songs come from the heart. So this one is entitled, I mean, I've got over 100 poems now, and I've actually written a book now. It's gone for typesetting and to the publishers. And the only reason I did that was to give something to my grandchildren and my family. And also, really, some people were saying, have you got these poems anywhere written down? Well, yeah, I have, but now they're in the book, so I'll be able to distribute that. This is the day my mum died. I didn't know she died. I was in Scotland, and I was in a place called Stirling. And on that day she died, I went to walk in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I went up the hillside and I passed a brook and I went and read my scriptures and turned to Psalm 91. And then I carried on up the hill. And when I got up the top of the hill, there was a fortress at the top of the hill. And then when I came down from the top of the hill, I found, I knocked on the door, and they gave me the story that my mum, they gave me the message that somebody had rung and said that my mum had died. But that walk in the morning prepared me for that news. I had to come home and I had to look after my dad with my brother. And my dad had dementia. And so mum had looked after him for 8 years. And now it was our turn to look after him for a few weeks. And so we were going to be busy. And basically what happened is the word that God gave me sustained me through the coming weeks. So shall I read it?
Yeah.
Here it goes. Away north of the border, Stirling stuff, feels good to get away. So next day, up at 6, setting off. Up the mountain. Follow the stream, stop at the bridge, welcome rest. Got my Bible. Read me a psalm. Open at number 91. Speak it out then. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, they will rest in the shadow of your wing. I will say of my God, you are my rock, you are my strength, you are my refuge, you are my fortress, in you I trust. Good stuff. Close the book, set off again, up the hill, follow the brook. Wind gets up near the top, guess what? Over the brow, a fortress. Well now. Wind gets stronger, I lean against the castle walls, I start thinking, my mind starts to wonder. A fortress, you come in here from the storm, sheltered from harm, protected all around. You stand on solid ground, rest for body, spirit, mind and soul, comforted, made whole. Finding strength in family, beautiful, welcoming community. Food, warmth, healing, friendship, kinship, grace, love and fellowship. Shielding, restoring, recreating, and a whole lot more. Worth the journey. Thank you, Lord. Anyhow, 7 a.m. now. Good use of the hour. Breakfast beckons. Spring in my step. Down the hill. Follow the brook. Past the village. Past the bridge. Past the village. Knock on the door. Oh, hi, John. We just had a call. So sorry. It's your mum. I just stand there, stunned. So glad that in the hours and days to come, God is my fortress. I just think in these times, you know, I was reminded when I wrote that about the numbness that I felt. And the poems that I write, either they can be very funny because it's something funny that touched my heart, like the little girl saying, my dad's too big for this page. Or it can be something really poignant like that, where it's something that I will never forget, that I read in my scripture that God is my fortress. And then I went to the top of the hill and there was a fortress. And I meditated on what a fortress was. And I came down the hill and I was able then, when I found out my mum died, to go into the fortress. And, you know, in a fortress, there are people on the ramparts and they're looking out for you. So you don't have to. And so, you know, I want to say also, it's a thing of the heart. Being creative is a thing of the heart. I always remember James saying, James Jordan saying, God fills your heart. He pours his love into our hearts. You know, I got this picture of, I've got a glass of water here, which I'm not drinking, but if you put cling film over the top of that and try and pour water in, it ain't going to go in. And we've had stuff happen to us over the years that stop us receiving that love being poured in. And God wants to heal us and he wants to peel away the cling film so that he can pour his love into our hearts. And I think, you know, that experience of his love pouring into our hearts, then when your heart gets filled, then this stuff comes from the overflow. You see, the enemy wants to suppress. The enemy wants to oppress. The enemy wants to compress and depress. But this thing of creativity is allowing us to express. And you know, I've had some sickness over this last year, and I find that one of the things that truly helped me through is worship, to praise and worship. And if I'm feeling that, I'll pick up the guitar in the morning and I'll just play, or I'll put some praise and worship on, and I might, in the quiet of my own place here, dance around or something like that. And I find that things get lifted off you because you express to God. The psalmist dances before the Lord. And so I think creativity is also therefore about expression, about expressing. Barry.
Yes, mate.
Do you want to come in at all?
When we're speaking of creativity, not putting you on the spot, but is your guitar handy to see how can you play a song at all?
I can play a song, yeah.
Yeah. Could you do that? That would be if you've got it handy. I mean, it would.
Oh, it just so happens.
Well, that's fantastic, mate. No, and the reason we're quiet is we're just soaking in what you're just pouring out. So it's really wonderful. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
I'll sing the song that I also wrote following that that experience in Scotland. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, they will rest in the shadow of your wings. You are my fortress, you are my rock, you are my refuge, in you I trust. You are my fortress, you are my rock, you are my refuge, in you I trust. Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, they will rest in the shadow of your wings. You are my fortress, you are my rock, you are my refuge, in you I trust. You are my fortress, you are my rock, you are my refuge, in you I trust. Lord is my shepherd, I'm not one. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. Leads me beside the quiet waters, restoring my soul. Restoring my soul. Leads me on right paths for his name's sake. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil I fear, your wrath and staff are near, comforting me. Yes, you're comforting me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Till my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy will attend me all the days of the every day of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever and ever. Restoring my soul, I dragged that song out 3 days ago. I was wanting to worship, and that's better. I should have little bits of tape here so I don't move beyond that. I just wanted to worship the Lord. And I wrote that song 29 years ago when I was 40. Wow. And I was close to suffering a nervous breakdown. So I'd come out of work, and, you know, the slightest noise, the children making a noise or somebody knocking on the door or a phone call, I just couldn't stand it. I just couldn't stand it. I'd reached saturation point. So I wasn't fit to live with. So my wife told me anyway. And I knew I wasn't fit to live with. And so I went away. I went out into the hills. I went and stayed in a bed and breakfast. I just went walking every day. And I tried to say Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me to lie down. And I couldn't say it. I couldn't remember the words. So I wrote a song.
Wow.
It's 29 years ago since I wrote the song, and I can just remember it like yesterday, because that's part of me, you see.
Yeah.
That's part of who I am. It's the way that God speaks to me when I write a song. He's, you know, the way I see it, and I sometimes say this if I go and do a show. What time are we on, Barry?
We're good. We're about 50 minutes in. We're good.
If I do that, you can see my nice clock.
That's right.
No, that's there my you clock. Go. I say to people, you know, when I sing my songs, because people tell me that they touch their hearts. People tell me that they bring healing. People tell me that, you know, God reaches deep into their lives with the songs.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's because my Father has put them into me. They've rumbled around, and then they come out, and they come out on the wings of the dove, as far as I'm concerned, on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And they fly to people.
Yeah.
On the wings of the Spirit. Mm. And they either have two jobs to do. One is, the songs have two jobs, either to open people's hearts, or to pour into already open hearts. Mm. Mm-hmm. And so when people have a heart to receive, then I think the songs can just pour in and open things and reveal things to people and fill people's hearts with the love of God, because he wants to pour his love into them. So,
Yeah, that's so good, John. That is so good. I think, you know, it would be really great if we could, spend a few minutes just praying for people, praying that God would... And as you had the sense earlier when we talked about, you know, filling them with the Father's love and being able to unlock the creative in them. And there's been so much, you know, it one of the things that I've done a little bit of, you know, studying on the childlike heart and all of the dynamics of creativity and all those things. And when they've done these studies, they've realized that people don't learn creativity. They unlearn it. And it's like, you know, a five-year-old child is, you know, like a 98% in one study was that they were considered in the creative genius category. But by the time you become an adult, it's 2%. And so, you know, I really believe that inside each and every one of us is this creative genius. And that creative genius may not be Mozart. It might be gardening. It might be playing with your grandkids. It whatever that expression of the image of God that is in each and every one of us, that the Father wants to just absolutely just be, just like any shame, any cloak of of, you know, comparing, or it's not good enough, or, you know, maybe when, you know, little children, a lot of people, a lot of little kids were dreaming, and whether it was a well-meaning school teacher or a parent, just try to stop them from dreaming and, you know, get to things that are quantifiable, and learning to live from the head and rather the heart. So, I just think, you know, because this webcast is all about creativity. Could maybe the three of us could maybe just pray a prayer, whatever's on our hearts again, out of the outflow of our hearts, right? And I don't know if you guys have a sense of that, but it would just be anybody that's watching live or watching after the fact. I just totally believe Papa God wants us free, just to be, you know, unashamed and be, you know, without any kind of measurement or self-consciousness, but just the beautiful expression that created us to be. So I don't know if you guys want to add to that, or your thoughts.
Yeah. Barry, I love something you said about your wife, about Annalise.
Yes.
That you're doing all this stuff and you're going, and she's just making little bits of things for the grandchildren. It's really beautiful that she's using her gifting.
Yeah.
It's not, we're all unique, and you know, it's just get on with it. Just go for it.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't wish you were somebody else, and don't wish you could do what they could do.
Yeah.
You know, don't belittle yourself. You know, give glory to God and say, look, he's put this in there. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to have a go. Don't compare yourself with others. So, I'm happy to pray into that.
Let's do it. Let's go for it. So everybody who's on, my encouragement is, you know, Jesus said in Luke 12:32, if you're not little flock, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He's given you the kingdom. And Jesus said, unless we receive the kingdom like a little child would, we will never enter into it. So just, you know, just be that 5-year-old inside of you that's ready to receive. And for some people, I believe it's going to be restoration. Things that you love to do when you were younger, and that God's going to just completely just revive in you. You know, whether it's drawing or poetry or artwork or singing or dancing or rolling around in a green meadow or whatever. I really believe the Father wants to do something. All right, let's go. John, would you want to kick it off?
Yeah.
We'll see where we go.
Yeah, Father, I thank you for everybody who's watching this and everybody who's not watching. And I just pray that as your spirit at the beginning of creation, as your spirit at the beginning of creation overshadow creation, I pray your spirit would come and overshadow each person. I pray he would cover, Holy Spirit, would you come and cover the people here tonight? Would they see that covering? For you are a creative God, and you breathe life into things. You took Holy Spirit who hovered over creation and just overshadowed creation. So as you overshadow us, as you hover over us, Holy Spirit, would you draw out creativity in the people that will bring them joy, that they will enjoy, that they will find fun, that they will buzz off doing. And it's not about whether it reaches out to others, it's not about whether it's spiritual. Father, it's about that it's just the gift you've given them, and everything is gift.
Absolutely.
And that they might just enjoy the gift you've given them, and just if it's used, if it goes any further, Lord, we bless that. But and so the Holy Spirit come and do what Holy Spirit does, inspire you. Inspire you. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ to do good works, which God prepares in advance for us to do. So he's got stuff prepared for you that you don't even know about. And none of us know about. And it's going to surprise you. And you're going to do like my little grandson. You're just going to shrug your shoulders and say, that's nice. I like that. I enjoy that.
Absolutely.
I saw beauty that I didn't know I'd see before. And thank you that during this time of lockdown that people are beginning to see beauty. Help us to see you. Reveal yourself to us, Father, in the things you have made and the people you have made. And help us to enjoy this creativity that you are the source.
Yes, Lord.
We just jump in downstream somewhere and get wet and enjoy it. Thank you.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Yeah, and thank you, Father, that there is beauty of creation all around us. And thank you that we can just see it in our gardens, through our photographs, through our music, through our pottery, through our books. We can see it in our cooking. Father, we can see creativity all around us, and it's beautiful. And Father, I thank you that there's something of that beauty in the heart of each of us.
Yes.
And if there's other people like me who've received that lie, yeah, that says you're not creative, yeah, then Father, we just ask that you would lift the power of that lie off people tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
That whatever caused that lie to settle in their hearts, whether it was a parent or a teacher or a colleague, Father, we just want that lie lifted off so that each one of us can see there is beauty inside of our heart. And may that beauty be revealed through whatever expression you've given us. And if it's taking photographs, Father, thank you that it's digital these days and it's so cheap. And we don't have to worry about 36 pictures on a roll of film. We can take hundreds. Thank you, Father, that music is just flowing in our hearts, and cooking and gardening and video work and spaceship green screens and all that sort of stuff. Father, thank you. All these things are just flowing in our heart, and
yeah,
may all of this expression be let out, that we would just enjoy being who you've made us to be.
Yes.
And whatever we do with it, whether we do nothing with it, but we have a lot of fun, yes, just doing it. And thank you, Father, that we can have fun. Thank you that you want us to have fun.
Yeah.
And may we have more of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, and I just want to just pray right now with the fireworks behind me. I just pray for the little boy, little girl inside of you, that it would begin to, you would explode with joy, explode with creativity in whatever you love to do. And Father, for any person who's out there right now who is lost connection with what they love to do, Father, would you just come, and would your love come, and would you love the little boy inside of us, the little girl that would just coax us out of our shell, that we would be able to experiment and explore and reveal your glory. Just because, Father, not for any productive reason, but just because we're loved, and because you love us, and you love it when we love things. And we were created for your pleasure. Everything in all creation was created for your just simple pleasure, your enjoyment. It doesn't have to quantify or multiply or be valuable in anybody else's eyes. We are pleasing in your sight. So we say yes and amen.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Do you know what, Barry? You know, and guys, while you were praying there, every morning I wake up and I come down for my cup of tea a bit later than normal now, because I can spend, you know, a bit more time. I spend an hour over breakfast, 2 hours getting over it, then it's lunchtime. So
yeah, you know, good life.
I come down and there's a family of blackbirds that have settled in our garden, and I think the blackbird song is the most beautiful thing. Nobody's paying him to do it, but he gets on top of the tree and he just lets go of this song, and it's the most beautiful song every day, and I just love to listen to it, and that's really echoed in what you prayed then. And
great.
I'm with it, both of you, bless you.
Well, John,
thank you, John, so much.
John, thank you, mate. This has been rich. I hope it's been rich for everybody. I think so, from all the comments that I've been seeing on Facebook. And yeah, thanks everybody for coming. And John, we'd love to have you back again. I think there's a lot to still unpack. And yeah, it was just a joy. And Mark, as always, mate, it's always fun. But isn't this a great format? I think this is really cool. So.
Well done.
Thanks, everybody. And I'm just going to put on John's details. So if you want to know how to get a hold of John, and he's got lots of resources on his site, lots of CDs, his book's coming out soon. It's going to be, I've read it. It's amazing. And just come and visit his site and say hi to John through his website. So bless you guys. Thanks, John. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Yeah. And see you.